Well, good evening. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Happy New Day on the East Coast. It's midnight, and you're in beautiful Hilo, Hawaii tonight. We're broadcasting live. It's 7 o'clock. You know, things are heating up worldwide, and we're going to mention our wonderful sponsors in a minute, but it's a challenging time in history for everybody. I think the proverbial caca is hitting the fan, if you mind, don't mind. And the reality is that instant karma is going to get you. It's getting a lot of people, and it's getting to be pretty hot in the Middle East right now. And so part of the show tonight, we're going to be talking about what the situation is in the Middle East and how it might affect you, how it certainly is certainly affecting the economy, and what is the prospects, what's the prophecies, and really what do we think about when we think about Israel, when we think about Zionism, when we think about Judaism, when we think about Christianity and the alliance between Christians and Jews, and yes, Muslims too, brothers and sisters. We are globally, internationally, and yet we have some extremely demonic forces pushing the world into World War III right now. It's very, very interesting times we live in. So let's cover that tonight. Welcome, Sherry. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great week. Yeah, it looks like, you know, a lot of people are going through things personally, too. On a personal level, there seems to be a shift. We all are aware of it. It has to do with, I'm sure, the planets and the way things are going in the world that's causing a lot of things to shake up, and including ourselves. So let's talk a little bit about that and how we can prepare ourselves for that.
Yeah, let me just first thank our sponsors. We've got bbsradio.com. We come to you every Tuesday night, as I mentioned. And thanks to Don and Doug Newsom, Newsom Family, and Seth in Engineering, we bring you, as best we can, a good, clear channel. We need your donations. You can support us by going to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com has, I think, the world's finest nutritional supplements, awesome, just incredible stuff that we're just popping out. Liquid Dentist, the new Liquid Dentist is awesome. You should try it. You'll be addicted to how clean and smooth your teeth feel. And when you swallow it, you're not just simply swallowing a great tasting Liquid Dentist. You're actually getting a natural nutritional immunization against over 500 strains of bacteria in your mouth and countless other viruses that are in your mouth. You know, the mouth is supposed to be the dirtiest place on the planet. Well, Liquid Dentist shatters all those germs very, very tastefully, all naturally. And when you then swallow it, you're actually feeding your immune system, what's called the Peyer's patches in your gut, those broken down pieces of viruses and bacteria. And boy, you're not going to get sick if you take Liquid Dentist once a day, or, and that's all we recommend. You want to brush and floss your teeth real well mechanically. You then swish with Liquid Dentist for 3 to 9 minutes. It's very tasty. It remineralizes tooth structure and actually reverses tooth decay, therefore, and gum disease. And it's just an awesome tasting product, the new one is, and that really, once you swallow it, you get a natural nutritional immunization. So thanks to healthyworldstore.com. Your money that buys great products there goes to sustain us and allows us to do the investigative research that we're doing. I want to also recommend highly that you sign up on healthyworldstore.com to receive our newsletters. A new one is going out probably within the next 24 hours that deals with extraordinary findings. Sherry Kane did awesome research and digging up the guy that's been attacking me pretty much, or let us say the group of con artists and organized criminal conspiracy that has been trying to steal my ministry's property on the Big Island of Hawaii. So those Insight Hour listeners over the last several years have heard me periodically talking about this. Well, there's a break in the case that's happening right now. And interestingly enough, it doesn't really surprise me, but Sherry Kane actually dug up hard material evidence proving that the principal attorney attacking yours truly is a CIA operative, heavily connected originally to the most amazing connections Sherry dug up. The fact is that this fellow, his name is Paul Sulla, Paul Sulla. You can go to paulsullafraud.com.
He's actually an attorney out of Hilo, Hawaii.
Yeah, he works about 5 miles from where we are currently broadcasting. And the amazing new evidence, a new article called Sulla Busted on paulsullafraud.com, goes into not just yours truly and the problems I've been having, but the problems that you as an American, likely having friends and family, sustain the damage and the injury from foreclosures. The American banking industry has undermined and committed this atrocious fraud. You know, it starts with Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase. They were actually shorting the American housing market, betting on the whole thing collapsing. And incredibly, the fraud of foreclosures and how it's profiting the banking industry is what is linked to the CIA operative, Paul Sulla. He runs an operation here locally in Hilo, and it's a case study of what's happening in your community. Not just my community, but your community. It's how the Illuminati and the international banking industry literally infiltrates the grassroots and operates via corrupt agency attorneys. And this Sulla character, man, it's a case study where he's the chief marijuana advocate and promotes ayahuasca, drug trafficking. And
anybody that actually hires him to defend them against their marijuana rights, they all go to jail. So there's no defense there.
Yeah, it's just incredible. So at any rate, you'll see that. That's one of the things that we're outputting. If you get the newsletter, sign up for the newsletter on healthyworldstore.com, and you'll get that story and a bunch of other stories. Sherry and I had the opportunity the other day to actually, they call it ambush. We actually were invited to join a radio broadcast where Anthony Hilder was speaking. And Hilder is well known throughout the Patriot movement and through the publications and videos that he's done. He made a name for himself as a good friend of Ted Gunderson. Well, supposedly we ambushed him. In fact, actual point of fact is we simply targeted him with some very, very powerful direct questions on the air live, and you'll see the link on the new newsletter, and it's very, very revealing to see where the origin is of the whole conspiracy industry, where it is that this whole thing evolved from, and the liars and the cheats that are involved in it is pretty stunning.
And what's really funny is once they're caught against the wall, once they're put against the wall where there's nowhere to run, just like a rat that can't run back in its hole, they like to go and spread accusations like, oh, well, she's confused, and that's why she thinks like this.
Well, she's a woman.
She's a woman.
That's not her problem.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's always, and actually he said something like, yeah, all men are sexist.
All men are sexist. And it was funny because Sherry, what did you say to Howard Nima?
I asked the host, who's Howard Nima, because this was We Are Change Connecticut that we were on, and I said to him, I asked him, I was like, are you a sexist? Because here Hilder's claiming that all men are sexist. And after some hesitation, because he is actually one of Hilder's fans, he said, no.
So it was funny. At any rate, we've got a really good show for you tonight. I also want to urge you, if you haven't already started, to listen to the medicinal music on 528radionetwork.com. There's 6 stations right now that are broadcasting music transposed from the Rockefeller-directed spiritually suppressive A440 standard tuning frequency, where most music is made. If you transpose it to A444, becomes C528. If you use C528, your music becomes medicinal. It becomes miraculously healing. And that's no brainer, because when you realize that grass is resonating in greenish yellow and the chlorophyll molecule likewise is resonating fundamentally in 528, and the sacred geometry of that molecule, like your own hemoglobin, is resonating in that divine frequency, which is part of the musical mathematical matrix of creation, that there are 9 notes that create all of creation. Certainly the harmonics off of that offer many other notes, but there's only 9 core creative frequencies, and 528 is known in the original musical scale called the solfeggio as the miracle note. So you want to talk about miraculous healing, simply apply God's technology, and that's the music that shall set us free. Sing 528radio.com so that you can listen to medicinal music 24/7. There's six stations there that are broadcasting currently. That's why we have 528records.com, whereby you can transpose your old music, any MP3 file you can upload and then download it. It'll come back to you transposed into 528. Your agreement thereby is that you donate that transposed music into the 528 Love Public Library. And then anyone else can listen to your music and transpose as it is. If you're a recording artist, Sherry, tell them about what can happen for you. And we had just a wonderful, wonderful meeting with an extraordinary drummer. Tell us about it, Sherry.
Well, if you're a musician, you get the great opportunity of getting great exposure in a niche that many people don't know about and is amazing. It's a blessing. You can help heal people with your music just by uploading it to 528records.com, where it would automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency of love. And then it would be sent back to you, the music, as a music file, an MP3 file. And then it becomes part of the music library. And if anybody wants to donate for your music, you will get 60% royalties. So it's a great opportunity for you to make a little bit of money from your artistry, as well as be able to help people with healing and have them, and have yourself get out your music out there to more people. Because I don't know how you may be promoting yourself right now as a musician, but this is another opportunity for you to get your music out there in a very positive way that can really heal people. And we did meet a wonderful drummer. We met him actually on an airplane. He was sitting next to us, and he was in a band for 43 years ago. His band started. It was called Guru Guru. It was sort of like I'm trying to remember. There's a famous band that was also out in Germany at the time.
Like classic rock, psychedelic
rock
of rock, like early, trend-setting music. And his image is actually, he is a wax figure
in
the
Japanese
Hall of Fame in Japan, right. In Tokyo. They have a big wax museum there, and in the rock and roll section of Hall of Fame, this fellow, Monty Newmar, is literally standing there next to Jimi Hendrix as a key figure in rock and roll history. Well, we listened to him and had the blessing of hearing him play drums the other day, and it's just fantastic. I never saw a drummer do what he does, and his band is actually, he's about 70 years old right now, and he's still doing about 56 concerts with his band annually. He's on his way to Japan next week, and that he's signed up for 528 Records. When we explained to him what it was, he felt in his heart that he knew it all along. There was something wrong with the music all these years, and now he's going to have his whole band play, and he'll be featured as a recording artist on 528records.com. So look forward to seeing Guru Guru. That's the name of his band. Very famous. It's the top, most, probably one of the most famous bands in Europe and certainly in Germany. And he is certainly probably one of the top drummers in the world today.
There's a famous psychedelic band, and I'm trying, now it's like on the tip of my tongue as far as what band it is, Klossworks, or I can't figure it out right now, but it's sort of similar to that band, and I'm trying to remember, because that's was a really, really well-known band.
Kraftwerks.
Uh-huh. Kraftwerks was a famous band, and Guru Guru is very similar in style as Kraftwerks.
Cool.
And so, and he did a solo for everybody. It was just
unbelievable. Beautiful. I mean, spectacular. And, you know, it's hard to appreciate a drummer. You know, it's like there's no rhythm, there's no melody.
There was
rhythm, there was melody, there was just an amazing display of talent that he presented the other day. So we're really excited about the fact that musicians, some of the finest musicians worldwide now, are catching on to the 528 Love Revolution. That's what we call it. It's 528 Love. That warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart is an energy, right? Energy is a frequency. So spirituality is an energy. That's a frequency. That's cycles per second in hertz or nanometers of light. Light and sound are energetic technologies of God. It's math-based. Mathematics, like 528, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15. Then in numerology and in sacred, the ancient mystery school, arcana, the numbers, of course, even the Old Testament, the Torah, was all numbers. It was sung and chanted numerically before it became letters. So there's an alphanumerics of speech, of language, and God's language is math. So this is the mathematics of God, and the love in God's heart resonates and radiates out, broadcasts to you directly, as well as everyone, in 528 hertz frequency. And so if you tune into that clear channel broadcast of divine love that's in your heart, that is what Jesus preached, that was what allowed him to walk on water and do the miraculous healings, that's what we're talking about, playing and celebrating the music that shall set us free at a time in Earth's history whereby we stand on the brink of annihilation and extinction because of the insanity and the hypocrisy and the demonic lunacy that has taken over our leaders on Capitol Hill and elsewhere around the planet.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and this new shift that's happening right now, even though it feels like it's painful for some of us to go through because we feel this change, maybe we can even feel some physical pains. We believe the outcome is going to change. It's going to be positive, you know, and if anything, if the world's supposed to come to an end this year, then hopefully it'll be painless and we'll be able to go to a new place that's much more beautiful. I mean, what are the talks about 2012 now? This is supposed to be the year, right? This is the year of doomsday. Is that how?
Yeah. And it's actually, you know, what's interesting, it caught my eye yesterday as I was going in town and I saw the newspapers, and we've been so busy doing so much. We don't watch TV any longer. We shut the TV off a long time ago, and we are journalists, so we do have to keep in touch a little bit with what's happening in the world, but it's really the same old, same old. You know, so what's happening to us typically on a day in and day out basis, Sherry's mentioning it now, you know, we're going through rapid, intense personal development to become Jesus-like. That's what the mission is. That's what the calling is. That's what we're really intending to do. And I'm sure most of the Inside Hour listeners, you folks out there, likewise, the reason you listen to this program is because it nurtures you in a way that other programs don't. We're operating as brothers and sisters on the same wavelength, if you will. And that calling, that energy that's calling us to perfect ourselves in the most loving way, that is not easy. It's not an easy path. It's like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye become infected or going insane with her hypocrisy and the lunacy. That's the real world. And to pull out of that into the real kingdom of heaven, where there's nothing missing, there's nothing broken, there's no wars or rumors of wars, there's no earth changes or weather changes in heaven. It's all miraculously healing and sustaining. And that's where the action really is. And, you know, as many of us now, even in fact, we're prepared to die. If you do a search like I did a few minutes ago on the internet and simply put in Israel-Iran war, the first website that shows in your search is a article on Rents.com. And of course, Jeff Rents and I have had a good relationship up until about a year ago when Dr. Truot ruined that. And I understand that Jeff Rents is virtually a clearinghouse for everything, good and bad, right and wrong, a lot of bull and a lot of great stuff. And that's just what Jeff does. So the first hit that comes up on your search, if you put in Israel, ran war, you'll see an article from 2008 that Rents.com has where it lays out a doomsday scenario that this year they're claiming within the next few months. Of course, that prediction was in 2008, so that was off, way off. But here today, and again, the second one down is the New York Times, a whole series of articles stating the virtually the same thing, that a few mistakes or one terrorist attack well placed by MI6 or CIA or some intelligence agency blowing up an ambassador or a diplomat or God knows what else could trigger nuclear annihilation that would not simply affect the region. It would be international. It would be, and again, the alignment of the superpowers, it's not just the American anymore. If you really start to study, you realize that China and Russia are intimately connected, ideologically and politically aligned, and that they support Iran, not Israel. And so they are heavily invested. If you begin to do this search, you'll realize that China is heavily invested in the Iranian oil industry. If you begin to study, you'll realize that Russia is likewise connected with China and the Iranians. So it appears to be that the scenario, the stage is set for the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy in Revelation, where it talks about in these end times that the great dragon of the East shall come to devour and devastate the last bastion of freedom in the free world, that is America. We've already gone. The banksters took us over. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Wall Street control Capitol Hill and the pedophile politicians that they give us a chance to vote for in this thing that they call democracy that's actually corporate fascism masquerading in disguise. So that's what they give us for the political hot plate that we eat and the mass amount of people and stunning revelations, even in the New York Times today, about 58% of the American public, according to their polls, and I don't trust their polls and I don't trust the polling process at all because it's part of the propaganda mechanism and the social control, the socio-cultural engineering that goes on is largely associated with polling because the questions that you ask are vitally important in directing the outcome. And so they direct the outcomes by these things they call polls, and they're reporting currently that 58% of the American people are in favor of some military action engaged in suppressing the Iranian evolution of nuclear weapons.
Here's what the reality is, and this is something that, you know, I've said for a really long time. At the highest levels, there's no such thing as I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm a Russian, you know, I'm a Chinese person. There's no such distinguishing factors at the highest levels. They sit down at the same table. They eat. Israel sits down with the leaders of all the countries right now, and they make these plans of how they're going to use us as pawns. We are out there fighting each other, believing that there's, you know, an enemy in the other camp. You know, it's almost like you wish that you could be a fly on the wall in one of these meetings. And they all happen at the big Illuminati meetings. What are the main?
Oh, they have several of them. Every year they have Council on Foreign Relations meetings. They have Trilateral Commission meetings and the Bilderberger Group.
The Bilderberger meeting, right. And so what happens at those meetings? I mean, it's almost like you wish that you could go there and run through the curtain where the wizard is manipulating the curtain and pull the shade down and say, there, I have you now. What are you going to do? You're caught with like a deer in the headlights.
I think that that's largely what is happening on an intuitive and spiritual and instinctive basis. I think that if you shut the television off and if you tune out the mainstream media, and then you really live your life and you keep talking with people in your community, you realize that we're all loving human beings, most of us at heart, and we all are dealing with the same kinds of crazy scenarios, whether it's interpersonal conflicts or family conflicts or political and legal conflicts. We're dealing with the same insanity and hypocrisy, and that's part of what, you know, why we have been targeted so heavily with COINTELPRO operatives trying to discredit yours truly and Sherry Cain, trying to attack the 528. And oh, by the way, here's a news break. Previously, Jamie Butterf, Tyler Thurman, and a few others, including Truat and Eric John Phelps and others, were attacking 528. Now, that's like attacking love. Well, that's like attacking the fact that the grass is green, or attacking the fact that it's important to note that there are 5,280 feet in a measured mile. That's how stupid it is to attack 528. The mathematics is so, so certain and clear in the world of physics, and gee whiz, pi, phi, Fibonacci series, circles, squares, sacred geometry, it's all based largely on fundamentally the power of love. 528, it's at the heart of it all. You take the heart away from you, you die. You take 528 away from the whole sacred geometry of creation, and you got no creation. So that's how stupid it is that these guys were attacking yours truly and Sherry Cain in defense of the 528 love revolution. Here's the news. The news is they decided, oh, well, I guess 528 is important after all. So at any rate, you know, our enemies are falling out. They're being exposed. The evolution and revolution and consciousness is advancing. I want to just mention to you, just on a note on the side, I mentioned a couple minutes ago that it's important for you to receive our newsletters at healthyworldstore.com. Sign up to get the free newsletters. The next newsletter that deals with this Paul Sulla character, I mean, you're not going to believe this. You literally enter a twilight zone of reality that Sherry Cain and I continuously live as journalists. This is our reality, but yet it's your reality too. You're going to learn that this Looney Tune, Paul Sulla, who's been attacking us in the local courts, who infiltrated the marijuana and the drug cult here on the Big Island of Hawaii, which has some of the finest marijuana and some of the most lucrative profiteering from the mafia on through the political connections and the CIA. And this guy runs. He is the director of and founder of the Ayahuasca Church of Santo Domé. That is, he traffics in ayahuasca, which is the narcotic DMT. It's a psychotropic hallucinogen. Now that I've mentioned to share with you that this guy actually co-authored papers, and this is, again, Sherry, your brilliant research, co-authored papers with Dr. Stanley Krippner, who was the CIA's top scientist, who was advocating the use of LSD in the LSD experimental period of that research, late 60s, early 70s. These are the guys that prompted the turn on and drop out drug cult. Now get this. In the newsletter, you will have the link that links not only and shows you this local attorney who's been attacking yours truly and literally illegally and criminally foreclosing on my property, trying to evict me. You will find his papers showing that he co-authored with this Dr. Stanley Krippner on how wonderful it is to get out on a trip for, quote, spiritual content on ayahuasca. And you'll also see that Dr. Krippner, who worked intimately with Timothy Leary, Alan Watts, all the main movers and shakers in this whole revolution, they published a paper called The Future of Religions. And this was their idea, the CIA was their idea for, on behalf of the global banksters, to take us off of the track into a big pharma, drug cult world.
Well, the best thing was he had this reality check, because right before we had to go into a court hearing with him where he was attempting to evict you, I said, so how is Dr. Krippner doing?
Yeah, and jaw dropped.
I mean, he just kind of looked like, whoa.
Stunned.
You know, like how'd you find that information out? And it really kind of really messed him up in front of the judge, because he started to stutter.
he showed very poorly. And the good news, folks, this week is that the eviction complaint that has been going on since July, they've been trying to actually evict us from our property through all scams and just crazy things that they've done. Well, it was thrown out of court, and he did not do well after he realized that we knew that he was a CIA operative. I mean, we had theorized it. There were a lot of little bits and pieces of circumstantial evidence that indicated it. We had a theory about it, but Sherry, you did an incredible job of digging up the hard material evidence.
Well, thank you. It was definitely divine. I mean, God shows me these things. It's just like God showed me this band of COINTELPRO thugs that had been attacking you, and showed me who they were, who they worked for. I mean, I really just am following this path. I'm not sure what's at the end of the path, but I can tell you that I'm doing it, and I'm here. And
they hate you.
They hate me.
Boy, do they hate you. They hate you worse than me.
They do. They do, because they feel like as soon as I came on the scene, I mean, I messed up the party. The party was over.
They had me pretty good, pretty well hoodwinked, you know?
Well, it was really, you know, a matter of who has so much time to waste attacking someone. And for what reason? So I knew that there had to be a reason. There was the same group of guys working together. And then I put it together. And then Barbara Hartwell and I connected. And I was able to connect the dots even further. Because I figured out something that on my own that she had already been dealing with on her own. And it was just great to be able to have her and have her as a partner and collaborator in really pulling down this fraudulent house of cards, you know, that's what it is. I mean, these people are people that are out there that are really the gatekeepers to what gets out into the mainstream. They are what prevents it. And the way they prevent it is through calling of people in the mainstream labeling us as conspiracy theorists. And why do they do that? Because we seem crazy, out there, wacko, because you listen to these COINTELPRO guys, 1 minute they say one thing, 1 minute they say the next thing.
They discredit themselves.
They confuse people. They say things that are outrageous, that there's no evidence behind it. They can claim there's evidence, but they never show any evidence. And therefore, nobody in the mainstream media wants to touch it. It's not considered credible news. And then, you know, anything that we say and do, as long as we connect ourselves with people like that, it's not going to be
credible. No, it's over. That's right. So it's a way to ostracize professionals from professional organizations and credible entities. And unfortunately, this is what is happening at the activist level. All of the activist organizations, I just sent an email off to Jonathan Mark. He reported tonight, and this is very sad news. There has been, within the 9/11 truth movement, this is again relatively breaking news, folks. Within the 9/11 truth movement, now some of the top leaders have shown themselves to be COINTELPRO infiltrators, and the whole thing seems to be unraveling now because of the fact is exactly what we've been saying, exactly what we experienced as.
Hey everybody, we got off the air for a second.
Yeah, sorry about the technical difficulty.
But the thing, I'm going to repeat what I just said. The thing that really prevents people from not seeing the truth, these people believe the same things as you. So why are you against them? And if you listen to what these COINTELPRO agents say, it is not the same things that we say. It's not based on the same theology as we think. I mean, if you listen to what they say, first of all, they're white supremacists. You'll listen to them talk about things that are a lot of times out there regarding reptiles, UFOs.
Reptilians, yeah.
Yes.
Alien phenomenon.
And then they'll go into how inferior other races of people are. They're white people and the white people are great. This is something that we find disgusting and despicable. And at every chance that I have, I will expose them for what they are. And they have shown themselves. And not only that, but these people heavily protect pedophiles in the child sex trafficking trade, which is one of the largest money-making trades out there, beside for the drugs, the arms, the weapons, the things that, how we have the wars that are going on. These are all the main things that keep the wars going on, are child sex trafficking,
the drugs, the arms, and pedophilia.
And the horrendous acts against children. And so this is what has prevented anybody out there that really can't decide. Well, look what they're saying. It looks like the same thing that you're saying. No, it's not the same thing.
And all you have to do is dig a little deeper at what is their history and what are they actually saying? What's the broad spectrum brush that they're using to paint their picture of reality? And then you do discover, just like Sherry has been saying, you discover that these guys are despicable. Where did they come from? You know, for example, the guy named Truat, Dr. Truat. Well, gee whiz, that's not even his real name.
And he uses fake credentials.
He's got a fake PhD from an unaccredited college. He's got a fake ND, naturopathic doctor, from some other unaccredited institution, supposedly. He's got a name that is called True, which is fake. And so it's not true. There's nothing about him that's true. What is he doing? Where did he come from? Oh, he became famous with the Gemstone files. Allegedly had very important files on the Kennedy assassination that he wanted to share with George Magazine owner John F. Kennedy Jr. And gee whiz, you know, well, that's an interesting story. But, you know, where's the document? Where's the beef? He suddenly says, oh, well, I gave it to him and I don't even have a copy. What crap? Who would not hold a copy of the most important document that is vital to U.S. national security, the public's interest?
Right.
Gee whiz. Yeah. You got to be a complete Looney Tune to go along with these guys.
Well, I mean, I plan on calling up George Magazine and the editors of George Magazine and asking if they've ever heard of him. But I'm almost embarrassed to do that because
this guy's
such a fraud.
But then when you start to read his stuff, I mean, it's like reading the material, and this is not just about Dr. Truat. Dr. Truat is a virtual case study on how these agents operate and how they suck people in.
And this is the shadow government we're talking about.
And it's important to understand that this is the source of problems socially, politically in our communities. So whether we're in the holistic healing community, there's infiltration. If there's a Patriot Movement network, they're infiltrated. If there's any of the grassroots organizations like just 9/11 we talked about, or the Christian right, they're infiltrated with these guys that actually, when you start to read their stuff, it pulls you in. It sounds right. It sounds good. It sounds like, wow, this guy is great. And then all of a sudden, whack, you get whacked with something just ridiculous that they say. And then you go, whoa, hold it. Wait a minute. Now, folks, you got to get this. That's done as a professional behaviorally engineering psychological operation ploy based on the Hegelian dialectic thesis, antithesis, synthesis. The thesis is these guys are good. The antithesis is that these are Looney Tunes. And in the middle, you get confused. You don't know what or who to believe. And that is the purpose. It is to undermine your discernment. And discernment today, in a time in history where spiritual discernment is critical for your survival and your family's health and safety. If you don't have discernment and you don't read, like Sherry Kane does miraculously, best thing that's happened to me in the last 3 years is hanging out with Sherry Kane and seeing how a person who has street wisdom level, highest level of discernment about people. You know, I'm very, very smart in some ways. You know, I've got 36 peer-reviewed scientific publications. I've got 17 books. I've got 3 documentary films, award-winning. Guess what? I'm dumb when it comes to people. I was hoodwinked by the Gundersons et al. And frankly, it's something that instantly Sherry perceives and says, Len, wake up. There's something wrong. And frankly, that level of discernment is really critical. And that, I pray, is a blessing of discernment for every single one of you listening tonight. May you be blessed with higher level discernment for understanding who your enemies are and who your friends are.
And another thing that stops people from really getting this is another argument they come across. And that's what they say is, hey, you know, there's so much war and horrible stuff going on in the world right now. Why are you even talking about these COINTELPRO agents? But here's what it is. The reason why we as independent journalists in the alternative movement, which is not the mainstream movement, it's the movement of real journalism that's not reported on. It's not paid by Big Pharma to get whatever they want, their controlled opposition out there. This is real, based on real facts, based on real knowledge.
And it's also intimately connected to the way. This is Yeshua. This is Jesus, is the way that we're talking about. Because that's where the real discernment and real love and real solutions lie. It's not in the politics as usual.
And if you don't see that this is the reason why all of the work that we do never gets beyond this movement, how it's never really, nobody in the big mainstream media comes and says, hey, well, you have some news. Yeah. Why does it never get there? Because we are lumped in the same band as these, I call them the gatekeepers to the mainstream media, because the buck stops at them. They are the ones.
They're the gatekeepers. And again, you know, I've been shut out. Sherry Kane and I, over the last 2 years, have been virtually shut out of 99% of the radio stations that used to have me on, have stopped endorsing me, stopped helping me get out my word, my information, my research. They've stopped. And the question becomes, why? And you go back in history, you got to go back to 2009. In summer and in the fall of 2009, Sherry Kane and I started to work diligently together. And the first major story that we broke it on Alex Jones's show. And it was the Partnership for New York City. That Partnership for New York City, if you go back to the newsletter archives of HealthyWorldStore.com, at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see newsletter archives for Healthy World News. And you go back in history to that time in 2009, you'll click on and open up the whole expose we did on David Rockefeller and Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, and Rupert Murdoch. The three of them chair the Partnership for New York City. Underneath of them are the main media moguls. Underneath of those guys are associated with every single media outlet and linked to, they are, every single one of them, major pharmaceutical cartel biotechnology organizations. Suddenly now you realize that the Partnership for New York City is the world's leading drug ring. It is the drug ring. It is this group of high-tech pharmaceutical wizards, like Sherry said, behind the Iron Curtain, behind the curtain who's pulling all the strings out on Capitol Hill, the wizards behind the curtain. They're pulling the media. That means they're pulling the public's mind. They're pulling the politics and the money and the funding for academia. That means they're directing tracking for whatever research the academicians are doing. Without that funding, they don't do anything. And then on top of that, ultimately, the research develops the technologies, the developments for what we use in our daily lives. The foods that we eat, genetically engineered, the water that we drink, polluted with the chemistry, all of it comes down through this network called the Partnership for New York City. Now, you would think that if we had freedom of the press, and if we had anybody who was literally at the forefront of legitimacy in media broadcasting, that someone else other than us would have picked up that ball and run with it and said, gee whiz, look what Horowitz and Kane came out with. It was on, in fact, Alex Jones. This was before Alex Jones and I had this falling out over this fraudulent sponsor that he had that tried to steal OxySilver.
But you know, we made Pharma Whores, though.
We made Pharma Whores. But again, Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn and Teller documentary that Sherry and I did, it's a great documentary. It's awaking a lot of people
for those
up.
Who get it.
but it's not a big seller. Why? Because there's nobody out in the media that's pushing it. There's nobody out in the media that's talking about it. It's too intense. The reality is too intense. And just like they told Sherry, they told you when you were with Jesse Ventura, that they can't cover the news that we want to cover because they have sponsors.
We can't talk about Big Pharma and we can't talk about Goldman Sachs because they're sponsored by those guys. And so, you know, we're a lot of people will say, well, in order to get our message out, we somehow have to, you know, maybe submit to Big Pharma or to Goldman Sachs. But isn't that really a hypocrisy if you do that?
Well, again, of course it is. It's not the way, because the Bible tells you very clearly, a half-truth is a complete lie. You can't have a half-truth. And, you know, when the saying, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, so help me God to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then you're in that kingdom because you're free. You absolutely have a higher level of discernment because you know the truth. It's like walking into a court of law. If you know how it operates, if you know the language, if you know the procedures, and if you know the law, then you're free. You can actually have fun. If that's leaking people, a lot of people do it as a hobby. You know, a lot of pro se litigants go in and they study hard, and they finally are able to go in and actually have a great time negotiating this very corrupt system. That's the power of the truth. Lies do not operate well.
Right.
In real reality, it's only the truth that shall set us free. So that's why it's stunning that we're now facing World War III. Because we've got such incredible suppression of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So when anybody out there thinks, well, you shouldn't be, you know, focusing on these bad devil doers that have been attacking you, it has everything to do with the reason why nobody knows the truth, why still people are getting vaccinated, while things are still happening in the world and people are not waking up, because exactly these people are the reason for it. These devil doers that have suppressed everybody have created the chaos, and we are exposing it. If people could just wake up to that, get beyond that, and say, you know what, nobody really is out there listening to this anymore, and we can actually have a movement on our own where we could all come together with the reality of the truth. But as long as we have these people mixing it all up, nobody that's a legitimate journalist in the world, nobody that has a voice in the world that actually has a good heart, I'm sure there are people out there with a good heart in the mainstream media, they will not, you know, use their reputation to put out anything that we say as long as these people are out there mixing it up.
Yeah, well, so, they're pressured. Again, it's fear. And it fundamentally comes down to spiritual warfare within you. It's within you. You're either in your head in fear or you're in your heart in faith. So the choice is yours constantly. And that is this great opportunity right now. And that's the greatest truth that shall set everybody free ultimately, is tuning into which what we call the 528. because that's the heart of your heart. That's the resonant energy frequency of divinity operating optimally within you. It is what sustains you. It is what the essence of sustainability is all about. You want to sustain yourself in health, perfect health. You want to achieve prosperity in all ways. Then do what Jesus said. Be in love. The most important things is love God, love your brother and sister. If you're loving God and you're loving brother and sister, then you're vibing to 528. But see, the rest of the world, when they get into fear, fear is in the ego. That ego mechanism is what's called 741 frequency. And interestingly enough, when you look at frequencies, in this thing called the perfect circle of sound by which the entire universe is constructed, and if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you want to learn more, read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. It's on healthyworldstore.com. It's $26 and change, I think it is. Read it. Devour it. It will change your life. What you'll learn, like what we're talking about, you'll learn many, many things. But this issue that we're speaking about right now is what's wrong with the planet is that people have been indoctrinated, engineered, psychologically engineered for optimal spiritual suppression through frequency vibration, not just in the music that people are listening to, but the media is outputting frequencies and suggestions. This is hypnosis. This is trance state. Humanity is involved in a trance state of spiritual suppression. They're engaged in fear in their heads and competition instead of faith in collaboration. And that is the fundamental difference between 528, which you achieve as a musician. If you tune up to A444, your C goes into 528. Or in the old days, the Rockefellers set the standard tuning at A440, and that gives your F sharp 741, which is called the devil's tone, the devil's interval between love and faith and fear and ego. Is this conflict, this spiritual warfare, this energetic opposition, disharmony between 528 and 741. The world is operating in 741. But you know what? It's changing. It's prophesied to change. This is the Old Testament prophecy, Isaiah 22:22, and the New Testament prophecy in Revelation 3:6-8. This is the key to the house of David. David loved God. Psalms was written in love. The whole book of Psalms that David wrote was written as a whole expression of love for the Creator. King David played a miraculous healing harp that was tuned to love. And that whole image of the sacred geometry of the Star of David, Solomon's seal, which is defined in Webster's dictionary as an amulet for the prevention of fevers and the elimination of fevers. Fevers come when your immune system is fighting a germ or a virus. It's an inflammation. Fevers are an inflammatory symptom. And so this is what's prevented. You go back into harmony. Your whole system goes back into love, which is harmonious. It's the source of sustenance. And suddenly, miraculously, and this note is called the miracle note. 528 is do, re, mi. Miragistorum in Latin. Miracles in English. Suddenly, everything goes back into justice. In Hawaiian, it's called pono. It's righteousness, right standingness. You're standing right in the middle of the kingdom of heaven where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, totally eliminates disease and worry. And that's the opportunity. That's what we're doing on the Inside Hour, and that's what's happening for people worldwide now who are tuning into this message.
And another thing to understand also and to get, you know, keep in mind is that the people, the globalists that are deploying all the people out there to attack each other in the world as they are sitting on their high levels and having their tea. They are deploying us as little pawns in their game. I'm reading stuff, news headlines that say, for instance, in Afghanistan, that the U.S. military was desecrating the Quran, and that upset the Afghanis. They are protesting and creating more war over their Bible being desecrated. Well, what gives another person a right to desecrate somebody else's Bible? It's because the hatred was created by the globalists at the highest level to say that somebody that believes in the Quran has to be a bad thing. The Quran is not a bad thing. No Bible is a bad thing. When people take Bibles and they gear them toward their own agendas and they manipulate them to create some kind of thoughts in people's heads where they do things a certain way for their own agenda, whether it's, you know, to put hatred toward another group of people. That's not what the original Quran was written for. And it was definitely changed by a group of extremists, as there is extremists in all religions. And that's what they do.
They profit off of humanity's ignorance and suffering.
Exactly. And that's what these globalists do. They look at us. And then you look at another headline, which is almost like an oxymoron. Red Cross, check this out. Red Cross is telling Syria while they're fighting in a war, they're saying, let us stop for 2 hours to offer aid and help the wounded.
Well, why don't we stop for 1,000 years and bring in 1,000 years messianic age and celebrate Yeshua? You know, and this is what came up for me is what you just mentioned about the Quran being desecrated and people are engaged in this hypocrisy of either desecrating it or defending these, you know, this any position. You know, why die for paper? You die if you're going to give your life over to the Creator. You die for a major cause of freedom. But it's like Jesus said, it is by the traditions of men, that includes the Bible, that includes the Quran. It is the traditions of men that make the word, the truth, the way to no avail. You can't avail yourself to the kingdom of heaven and have peace in your heart if you're feuding over a piece of paper, whether it's a paper that's the Torah or whether it's a Quran or whether it's the King James Bible or whether it's the greenback of an American dollar. You gotta be an idiot to engage in hate and fear and then let go of the glory and power of the kingdom of heaven that's right here, right now, resonating to your heart to be engaged in that lunacy. You've gotta be an idiot. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a world of literally hypnotized, socially indoctrinated, psychosocially traumatized, because that's how, even with pedophilia, the children are traumatized. You know, these pedophiles themselves are victims of traumatization and abuse, and they then go on generation after generation of producing idiots and criminals.
Well, they created this with 9/11 when they blamed when they said that everybody that did the crime were all Muslim people, when in reality, the real people behind it were right here in the U.S., were, you know, people that were running our own government. And so they blamed a certain group of people, which caused among all the ignorant people, the civilians, hatred for a religion, blaming those people for taking down the World Trade Centers, when in reality, it wasn't them who created it.
That's
so
right.
Who do you think let them in to do it?
It was a CIA operative, MI6, and then, of course, you've got a whole contingent that Eric John Phelps et al. That hate the Vatican, that want a Roman Catholic Church to come down, and then they call it the Zionists. They're pulling the strings from the Zionists and the Banksters and the Rothschild family. Gee, enough is enough. Enough is enough. The whole conspiracy industry, it's everything's been fed to us. That's what the beautiful revelations that Sherry Kane and I have been advancing for people who have ears to hear it and eyes to see the documented facts. The fact is, it's time now to tune into God. God is in your heart. It's not a new message.
Same message Jesus gave us. It's time now to simply let go of the hypocrisy, the lunacy, to step out of that insanity. That's exactly what Jesus preached. And that is the time right now. The Jesus within you is coming out. That's what the whole messianic age and this incredible spiritual opportunity, this blessing in time right now that we have. Instead of engaging in this lunacy, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. There can be 10,000, this is Psalms 91, 10,000 dying at your left, 1,000 dying at your right. And if you read the headlines in the news today, that's how many people are going to be dying around you. You have the opportunity to tune directly into the source of sustenance universally. That is the big God, big G, big G, little O. Go, go for Yeshua, go for Jesus, and get this right. Get this love right in your life. That's what it's about. So anyway, we love you. I think it's so we're almost running out of time,
we're
right?
We're out of time.
We're out of time. And I want to thank you, all of you, for listening tonight. And Sherry, why don't you close the show tonight?
I want to thank everybody out there. We are here every Tuesday night. It's midnight on the East Coast when we start, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and actually it's 7 p.m. in California. It's usually 6
p.m. No, it's in Hawaii.
Hawaii, 7 p.m. in Hawaii.
She's a California explant.
Yeah, 7 p.m. in Hawaii. Actually, sometimes it's 6 p.m., but now it's 7 p.m. until the clock changes.
Anyway, don't get confused. It's 7 o'clock Hawaii, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. We love you folks out
there. We love you guys. Thank you for listening, as always.
Do support us. We really do need your financial sustenance right now. It's really important. The litigation fees and all the other stuff that we got to do, we really appreciate you buying those wonderful products. Books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment at healthyworldstore.com. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And go online to healthyworldstore.com. And also sign up to be an affiliate. Partner with us at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Good night.
Good night, everybody, and God bless. Stay safe.